The Weekly Wag on the Lucianne Lance Show as we welcome the Director of Communications at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. She is Wendy Welch back with us to introduce you to a little love that's waiting for some love at the Humane Society. Hey there, Wendy. How are you?
Hi, Lucianne. I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing well. We have to meet our next little guy. Who is this?
Oh, Mumble. Mumble the dog is about 4 years young and about 66 pounds. He is this really cool brindle coat. He has this really cool brindle coat, and it's like brown and black and white mottled. He is a model. You'll see some pictures on our website. He totally hammed it up for our photographer, our volunteer photographer. But he is, we've learned a lot about Mumble. Since he's been with us, one of the things is he'd like to be an only dog. So that's one specific thing. And we are waiving his adoption fee for the right one, because we know that can be tough for people to just hold it to one dog. So right. He is free to the right home.
Oh, that's nice. So he's in the Gold Hearts Club. And remind everyone about Gold Hearts. How do they become a Gold Heart?
Right. Lots of different ways. But basically what it is that staff just decides that the animal needs some more attention on them. So they might have been with us for a little too long. They might have a medical need that people keep overlooking, or some other reason that they have been with us and they need a home now. So that is Mumble. And Gold Hearts, of course, refers to the people who look at these animals and decide to open up their gold heart and bring them into their home. So Gold Hearts animals are free to adopt.
Very nice. So anything else you can tell us about Mumble to encourage people to check him out?
Oh my goodness, he is a fantastic walker, Lucianne. So, you know, there are lots of dogs, including my own, who, you know, strain at the end of the leash, right? Really make walks kind of, you know, challenging.
Yeah.
Mumble is not like that at all. He's such an easy walker. He is really, really fantastic. So someone's really going to enjoy that. And he loves toys too. So he's a player. Someone's going to really enjoy him.
All right. Mumble is our sweet doggy looking for a home at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Wendy, at any one time, how many animals are waiting for adoption there?
Well, it can vary. We have up to several hundred animals waiting for adoption. So
several hundred,
right?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And especially and it can bump up during kitten season, of course, too. That number. But, you know, during holiday season at the end of the year, it tends to go down and can be around 60. So anywhere from 60 to several hundred.
Oh, my goodness. And on any given day, then, how many animals get adopted?
Yeah, well, we've had huge adoption days where we've adopted 100. But a general adoption a day is anywhere from 4 to 12.
Do you find that most people who come in looking for an animal make a decision right then and there, or do they take some time and several days to go back and forth until they make that decision?
That is such a good question. You know, it's about 50-50 of the people who've already made their decision, or they'll fall in love. You know, a cat might reach a paw out toward them and choose them, kind of thing. So those folks who adopt the very same day, and, you know, another half who need some time to think about it, who want to put an animal on hold, who want to bring their family members in to meet. Yeah, I'd say it's about 50-50.
How long can an animal stay on hold then?
Yeah, we generally just do it for a day or two. It can be extended depending on the circumstances. We like to work with all individuals, of course.
And let's say you get home with an animal and you realize it maybe just isn't working out. The situation's not working out for you and your family. Are you able to bring that animal back? How does that work?
Absolutely, 100%. We encourage people to do that and don't want people to feel bad doing that either. We want to, you know, we try really hard to make it a match the first go round, just for ease for everybody. But it is no problem to bring your animal back if it doesn't end up being the right match for your family.
Oh, well, this little cutie is waiting for you right now. And he's in the Gold Hearts program, so his adoption fee is waived. That won't be a deterrent for you, because that's a great plus. And when you see his pictures here, the way he's looking, he is quite regal. He's got a great stature, Wendy, Mumble.
Right? Yeah. I know. Yes, he has a lot of composure. Yeah, he's a really good dog. Someone is going to enjoy taking him on walks, playing with him. And then he's also, I should mention, he's really good about entertaining himself too. If you leave him with a frozen Kong, stuffed frozen Kong, he can really take care of himself.
Oh, that's cute. Mumble is his name. He's got a little terrier in him. He's cute. All right, so let's move on to some great ways for families to get their kids involved in the Humane Society of Huron Valley.
Yeah, we have a program. One of my favorite programs at the Humane Society of Huron Valley is Rescue Reading. And now is a great time, when kids are getting out of school, they might start to lose some of their reading skills, and Rescue Reading might get them to pick up a book again. This involves reading to the cats and dogs at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. And I gotta tell you, the kids enjoy it as much as the animals. The animals come right up to the front of their kennels. They hang on every word that the kid is reading. And they love the pictures too. When the kids turn the books around and show them the pictures, they'll come right up. It's adorable. And then the kids gain some confidence in reading because the animals, of course, don't judge. And like I say, they hang on every word. They really, really enjoy it. So check out Rescue Reading. It happens a couple times every month on a Saturday morning from 10 to 11:30, and generally is for ages 6 to 11. And folks can sign up and see more at hshv.org/youth.
Doesn't it make you wonder what they really know, these animals? I mean,
Right? I
yes,
know. If I could
yes.
just have one day where that we can talk back and forth and get all these questions
I
answered.
know, exactly. I think about that all the time. We think we know, and we love the responses we get when we have certain things going on. If I say to my two dogs, Bo and Brixton, if I say, guess what? Bo turns right around and just stares at me, and he wants to find out what. What is it, Mama? What are you saying? Brixton, he doesn't care at all. He has no clue what's going on. But that Bo, every time I say, guess what? He's right on the ready to find out. Okay,
Right.
are we
Love
going in
it.
the car? Are we going to the park? What are we doing?
Yeah. Such different personalities.
I know that. Well, they're like people, right?
Totally,
Yeah,
100% individuals.
that's good. Well, okay, so how can people find out again more information about rescue reading?
Yeah, you can go directly to hshv.org/rescue reading, or you can go to hshv.org and check out all of our youth programs on there as well.
All right, Humane Society of Huron Valley. Check out everything they have going on. It might be a wonderful way for you to get your kids involved with animals, especially, Wendy, when a child asks mom and dad for a dog or a cat, and you're not quite sure this is going to be the right thing for your family. There are many ways to introduce them to the animals at the Humane Society without making that commitment right away, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can come on in. The Humane Society is a great place to visit during the summer too. It's air conditioned. You can see the animals, so you can do that. There are lots of specific programs like rescue reading. We have camps. We have parents' night out nights. A whole bunch of things like that. So you can see those on our website, hshv.org/youth. Or check out our cat cafe, of course, the Tiny Lions Lounge and Adoption Center, where you can visit with your kiddo. Your kiddo can get some specific time with the kittens, and you can leave without a kitten or with a kitten if you want. But,
Who could leave without one?
Yeah.
All right. It's all at the Humane Society of Huron Valley, 3100 Cherry Hill Road in the village of Dixboro, and online at hshv.org. Our thanks to Wendy Welch, Director of Communications at our beloved Humane Society of Huron Valley. And she's on the air each week on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.